Hello, Tech Trek and More viewers. This is Login the Geek. And today we are going to read about two things. And then I have some things to talk about too, but two different interesting things that I found. Netflix talking about their Netflix is eyeing to revive Jericho. I'm mixing both of them together. Okay. Netflix is going to try to talk to CBS about bringing back the TV show that's been out for, I forgot how many years, four or something like that, which is a great show. I watched it on Netflix. Reviving it, because they ended season two at a cliffhanger and then they canceled the show. Which they had to revive it to get season two. So, and then also, would Disney buy Hasbro? Okay, so let's get started. Okay, would Disney buy Hasbro? Toy rights associated to Marvel and Star Wars are on the line, but Mattel and Viacom may balk the idea. Okay, so Disney has bought Star Wars, and they've bought Lucasfilms, so basically Star Wars, and the other one, which is Marvel. So now, because Disney just bought both of them, Hasbro makes the toys. So, what it says here on MSN Money, they are eyeing it. And there's something, it says, okay. Secondly, there's a small matter of Hasbro's partnership with Discovery on the Hub cable network. The Hub carries G.I. Joe, Transformers, Beyblade, and other Hasbro-based animated series, which Disney would love to fold onto its own cable channels. Which is true. And then finally, there's the most insignificant matter of Disney's existing toy partner, Mattel. Disney stores are filled with merchandise by the biggest toy maker in the U.S. That's probably why. That's probably why. So, now, it may happen in the near future, it may happen in 2 years, whatever. So, we're gonna have to see what's gonna happen there. Now, my favorite one of the day, Netflix in talks to revive Jericho. So we scroll down here. Okay, so now Jericho, second season, spoiler, they got into a civil war, basically, between the Cheyenne government and Texas. Now, I am a very big Jericho fan, and probably some of you are that's listening to this podcast. But, so basically, CBS, Netflix in negotiations with CBS to bring back Jericho. Basically, at the end of the second season, it ended at a cliffhanger. And they cut the show. Right there. Right there. And so, of course, there's only so much they could finance next season, but there's one thing is for sure. They are actively pursuing serialized drama, which makes things very interesting. Now, I thought that CBS canceled Jericho in 2007, citing low ratings, only to bring it back for a second season following a peanut-fueled fan campaign. However, the show was again put to the sword after the seventh episode return. 7 weeks, basically. But here's the thing with Jericho. a month of episodes, then you'd have to wait 3 months for them to film it, and that's what I heard. Because I wasn't really interested in the show when it was out. Now down here, it says that the person that played Hawkins, is interested in the return. So, this is, I'm reading this one off of Seriable, but, yeah, the guy here, yeah, so, I'm not gonna read this one, it's long, but, so that's some stuff to think about. I'm uploading 2 videos right now to the Chopsticks Movies. I hope that you can hear me, because I'm looking at my Audacity thing right now, and it doesn't look like I'm saying anything. Well, it looks like I'm saying stuff, but it's not much. Wow. I think I need a new microphone. Don't you guys? I don't know. Maybe. It depends on my problem here. I wonder if I can hear it. I don't know. You guys might be able to hear it. I don't know. Alright. So we've been going on for 6 minutes here. Huh. So this is our 4th episode? Yeah, I think it's our 4th. Hopefully Ryan will make another episode soon. So that would mean 5 episodes. So we're on a pretty good roll for our first week. Second week? I don't know. No, beginning of second week. Yeah. Beginning. Yeah. But I gotta get off. So, everybody, see you later. This is Login the Geek. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, The Chopsticks Movies. And make sure to check out our website, chopsticksmovies.webs.com, and then our email, chopsticksmovies. Okay, contact us at chopsticksmovies@gmail.com. And so, watch. Oh, I just made a DC series. I'm making it right now. I hope everybody's having a good day. Thank you, and see everybody. I'll talk to you later. Bye.